got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. You're like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 WIRI, where we have non-conference boys basketball competition coming your way when the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders host their first home game of the season as they take on the Onalaska Hilltoppers. My name is Mike Comer, and I'll be bringing the action tonight. Seth Habiger back at the studio, working his magic as always. And we will be having a very, very fun competition coming up later tonight, or at about 7 minutes, 10 seconds, as the teams continue their pregame warm-ups and then the introductions and the anthem, and then we're on our way to another exciting contest coming up. So with that, we're just going to take a quick minute break, and we'll come back and preview these two teams as we continue our winter sports coverage here on 105.5 WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited-time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Five and a half minutes left to go before the opening tip of this boys basketball contest, non-conference style, between the Onalaska Hilltoppers and the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Looking at these two teams, I mean, obviously all we can do is look at a very limited sample size, as Rapids and Onalaska have both just played one game in this very young season, and they're on a little bit two different paths. As Onalaska, they are 1-0 as they defeated DeForest 69-58 last week. And then Wisconsin Rapids, of course, last week they got on to the start of the season when they took on Eau Claire North, and they're handed a 73-58 defeat by the Huskies. So not necessarily the start you wanted things to go for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders as you start the season, but that's the beauty of it. That's just one game in about 22, 23 games that they will have this season. And, you know, you lose the first one, well, you can just get better and better as time goes on. Last year, Onalaska, they finished the season 18-7 and probably didn't have the postseason, the playoffs, that they really wanted to, as they were defeated by New London 60-43 to conclude their season. And that's kind of a unusual thing for the Hilltoppers, is they traditionally go pretty far into the postseason and have been one of the top teams in Division 3 and Division 2 and Division 3 over the seasons. So it's kind of a surprise to see that happen. But New London, they were pretty good in their own right, as they were able to get the job done over the Hilltoppers. Now, Wisconsin Rapids, on the other hand, last year, it was kind of a little bit of change of pace for the Raiders. It was the first year for Rapids coach Jack Smalley. That was the Rapids' first time having a new coach in about 30 years at the retirement of Dan Witter. Rapids, not the year that they maybe wanted, as they were 8-17 overall, and they were handed a defeat in the first round of the playoffs by Chippewa Falls, 69-64, but very competitive games last year. Several games went right to the wire, one possession games that, you know, down the line teams kind of ice it, but unfortunately Rapids came out on the short end of that. Looking at the Red Raiders this year, they're going to be led by a whole group of upperclassmen, and they have some height to them. Most notably, senior Sean Reynes, 6'1 senior. And then, of course, Brody Gilbertson, 6'3 junior. Austin Tislin, 6'3 senior. And then a couple other individuals in there. Senior Jordan Zelikowski, 5'11. And then junior Jarrett Zelikowski, he's at 6'. So a big part of what the Raiders do, which essentially four out of the five starters from last year are returning. So there's reason for optimism for Wisconsin Rapids as they continue to get into a new realm of the season or their program as Coach Jack Smalley begins his second year of action. There's a few other games going on tonight that I am familiar with, and I know there's one going on about a quarter mile south of here as Wisconsin Rapids hockey. Boy, they're having a little bit tough start to the season, sitting at 0-2 with a opening loss on the season to Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells Mauston. They were defeated 2-1 in a close contested game.
And then you have on Saturday, I believe, they played Marquette University High School way down Milwaukee, and they were handed a 5-1 defeat. So tonight they're taking on Tomahawk as they try to get off the schneid, so to speak, of the season that's kind of a short bench for them, but still some very talented hockey players in their own right. So coming up here, we got about a minute 10 left before the introductions and the anthem. Just want to touch on a little bit of our schedule coming up here in the waning moments before we step out for the anthem. Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, they are home this weekend, both Friday and Saturday, and we will be bringing to the action here on 105.5 WIRI. So they take on the Minnesota Blue Ox in both games. Rapids sitting atop with the North Division standings in the USPHL, tied with, I believe, the Minnesota Squatch. So looking to stack a few wins this weekend and hopefully move solo into first place as Rapids continues to build hockey up and down the river. And, of course, our talk show Playmakers will be tomorrow on WFHR from 5 to 6 with James hosting it. I'll be there as well, giving some input on the local high school sports scene, some River Kings talk, I'm sure, and some professional talk. And then Friday, our buddy Seth will be there with James as well, same time, same channel, before we get to the River Kings. So with that, as the horn sounds to begin introductions and the anthem, we're going to step out for a couple minutes here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from their team to yours.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then some snow showers tomorrow with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps rise tonight to near 30 by midday tomorrow, then falling back to the 20s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Currently it's 26.
Team introductions are being held right now. It's on Alaska. Is being introduced. Their starters, Broden Steiner, senior, 6'4", followed by Jack Smith, senior, 6'4" as well. Tristan Mulling. He is a junior, 6'3". Then it would be Ian Kowal, another junior, 6'3", followed by Noah Chenault, He's a senior, 6'2". So a lot of good height and upperclassmen there for the Hilltoppers. As Wisconsin Rapids is being introduced right now. And that would be first up, Sean Reynes, senior, 6'1". And then Brody Gilbertson. So that's a junior, 6'3". Then Austin Tisland comes up, 6'3", senior. And then number 21, Jarrett Selikowski, 6'. And then rounding out the starters for the Red Raiders is Jordan Zeligowski. And he stands at 5'11", senior. So, as I said, a lot of returning faces for the Red Raiders as they look to kind of turn a page from last year and get a couple wins on those close games that they weren't able to get a win on last year. So, really looking forward to seeing what this team has to offer. As opening tip is controlled by Wisconsin Rapids. Sean Reynes gathers it in the backcourt. And we are underway between the Red Raiders and the Hilltoppers as Wisconsin Rapids moving from my left to the right in their home white uniforms with red letters, numbers, and trim. As on Alaska, they are moving from my right to the left wearing their purple uniforms with white letters and numbers and trim with some gray accents. So in that time, Wisconsin Rapids went to a pass along the baseline. No one home. Ball goes out of bounds. So they have their first turnover of the game as Onalaska is on the charge with Noah Chenault with the ball. Pass the ball over to Ian Kowal. He goes up for a layup and it bounces off the back iron. The ball's loose. Picked up by Wisconsin Rapids and we have both had a possession in just 45 seconds of action. Wisconsin Rapids, Onalaska still no score in the game as Gilbertson has the ball, pass over to Reynes. It's kind of a 2-1-2 look on offense. The Reynes and Gilbertson up high, and Jordan Zeligowski in the middle with Tisland and Jarrett Zeligowski down along the baseline. There's another turnover, and there's a dunk! Big old dunk right there by Broden Steiner, and the Hilltoppers take a lead at 2-0 over Wisconsin Rapids, 16:40 to go in this first half. There's a little bit of excitement there as the Hilltoppers got things started with jamming the ball home, and there is a timeout, 30-second timeout for Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take one, too. Back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Wisconsin Rapids called their first timeout of the game, 30-second style, after Broden Steiner threw down the jam to open up the scoring of the game for Onalaska. Really kind of a quick regroup for Wisconsin Rapids. Try not to get shell-shocked, so to speak, as we got another whistle. That will be a foul on Tristan Moling for the Hilltoppers. First foul of the game, first foul for Onalaska. Well, he a little too physical as Jarrett Zeligowski tried to get down in the lane. Inbounds pass. Gilbertson into Reynes. Reynes, little floater. Bounce around the rim three times and falls. So Rapids, they get on the board now. 2-2. Contest, 16:15 to go in the first half. Steiner with the ball. Hand over to Jack Smith. Smith moves, spins, cuts through the lane. Up against the glass. Count it. And on Alaska, they get back on top of things. 4-2. 15:55 to go in this first half. As Rapids trying to, at the moment, play a little catch-up, try to play even, as up hard off the glass. Brody Gilbertson misses the first one, gets his own rebound, puts it up, count it. Gilbertson's first points of the night. And we're back 4-4. 15:30 to go. Three bomb on the way by the Hilltoppers. Ball's loose, kicked around. Inbounds back, and it's a loose ball going to the backcourt. Pulled up by Jordan Zelagowski. Turnover for the Hilltoppers. Three bomb on the way by Reynes. Will not fall. And the Hilltoppers back on the attack. And there will be another turnover by the Hilltoppers as they have a bit of miscommunication. Trying to pass back towards midcourt, and no one was home. Goes all the way down to the nearly the opposite baseline. And Rapids is back in business. Tied game, 4-4, 15:06 to go before halftime. Is Rapids not intimidated, even though that opening slam dunk by Broden Steiner of the Hilltoppers. Reynes with the ball, far side, left wing. Dribbles out of it. Looking for some place to go with it. Jared Zelagowski about the free throw line. Spins around, pivots around. Looking for some place to go. Tislin back to Reynes outside. Rapids trying to reset their offense. Tislin, three bomb, left side. Little short off the rim. Rebound coming down to Alaska's Ian Cowell. Cowell goes up the left side, and there's a little bit of contact by Reynes. So there's a whistle, and that will be Reynes' first foul of the night. Rapids' first foul. Still tied 4-4. 14:34 left to go in this first half of action between Onalaska and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Cowell passed outside to Smith. Smith stops the top of the wheel and up over to hand off to, I believe that was Tyler Cowell, number 10, snuck in on there, Emmy. Three bomb was no good. Rebound comes for Rapids. Tislin, three bomb from the right wing. Count it! And that's a big three bomb for Wisconsin Rapids, and they go up 7-4 with 14 minutes to go in this first half. Rapids playing a fairly aggressive half-court defense underneath. That is a block by Jordan Steiner, Jordan Zelagowski, right when Steiner went up for another jam. Rapids comes away with it as Reynes right about midcourt. Gilbertson back to Reynes. 13:35 left to go in this opening half of action. Jordan Zelagowski gets the ball, stops both free throw line, pop, no good, one left fall. Jack Smith with the board. Pass right back up ahead. Hilltoppers attacking. Three bomb on the way. That goes to Noah Chenault. And that is no good. Rebound comes down, and there's a whistle. And that whistle goes against Wisconsin Rapids. That would be Austin Tislin. So that's his first, Rapids second, in this opening half of action. Inbounds comes down Alaska. Working around the perimeter, using some speed. Something's not there when they try to cut in. They pass it back on out. A little bit of a modified weave atop of the wheel. Steiner with it. Pass back up. That pass was to Brendan Chenault. And he's got his first points of the game. Thought home team fans really thought there should have been a call on that. Referees did not agree. And that's fine with me. I like seeing a good physical ball game. As we have the score now, 7-6, Wisconsin Rapids, 12:40 to go. Jordan Zelagowski gets the ball poked out of his hands, and that's the Onalaska Hilltoppers on attack. A little fake on a move, and then a ball was swatted away by Jordan Zelagowski. Rapids comes up with it. That's another turnover for the Hilltoppers, and Rapids there in about the same spot. As ball was poked loose, Zelagowski was going for it. Tislin dives for it. And he's last touched as it goes out of bounds. So there's another Rapids turnover. They have three so far by my count in the game, but still have a 7-6 lead. 12:16 left to go in this first half. A lot of brothers on this, I assume brothers, I don't know for sure, on this team here from Onalaska. You got the Brendan and Noah Chenault. Ian Cowell, believe there's another one on there. Tyler Cowell. So two sets of brothers, I believe. As Don Alaska back on the attack, 12 minutes to go in this first half. Rapids leading 7-6. Ball's poked out of bounds by Brody Gilbertson, so Don Alaska keeps possession of the ball. Rapids not backing down from that opening jam. That can really cause some psychological issues there if that happens right away. Letting the Rapids not bother by it. Going to the rack is Tyson Hughes for on Alaska. And there's a whistle on the shot. So fortunately, Jordan Zilgowski, he gets his first foul of the game. Rapids has three. On Alaska one. Going to the line is Hughes, where he sinks his first one to tie the game for the Hilltoppers and Red Raiders. A couple substitutions coming back in. Ian Cowell comes in for Broden Steiner. Second shot up on the way by Hughes. And it's no good. Rebound come Wisconsin Rapids way. Austin Tislin on the board. Rapids moving down the court quickly. Brody Gilbertson, about the big WR at center court, goes right back to left to Reynas. Reynas looking for somewhere to go. Rapids still sitting like a 2-1-2 offense. Tislin, right side, thought better of a three. Back to Reynas, back to Tislin, back down low to Jared Zilgowski. Thought about a baseline cutter, decided against it. Tislin looking for someplace to go, and the ball is intercepted. That ball was intercepted by Ian Cowell. Move around the baseline, right side, three bomb on the way. That was long by Tyler Cowell. Rebound, and it's Brendan Chenault. On Alaska keeps possession. 11 minutes to go, 7-7 ball game. On Alaska with the ball down low, kicks it back out. Fell about three, step back, another one. That one's long, but another rebound for the Hilltopper. Spinner in the paint, kind of underarm, underhanded attempt. On Alaska can't come up with it. Rapids with the rebound. Gilbertson, left side, center. Pass, that was to Isaiah Tort, number 10, snuck in on me. Three bomb on the way by Reynas, and count it! Rapids jumps back ahead. By a 10-7 margin, we've got a whistle. 10.5 to go. That one will be whistled on number 21. That's Jarrett Zilgowski, Rapids fourth. As Hughes, Tyson Hughes, goes back to the line for two. Rapids giving up some fouls, but they're not giving up too much more as they hold a now 10-8 lead as that first shot was good. Substitutions coming back in. Jarrett Zilgowski and Tislin both go out. In comes Tyson Stempa. And Jordan Zilgowski is the second free throw is up and good. And we've got a 10-9 ball game. Wisconsin Rapids, 10:20 to go before the half. Gilbertson. Reynas working down low. Torque with the ball back to Gilbertson. Gilbertson to Jordan Zilgowski. Goes around the defense, tried a jumper. And he gets fouled on the shot. That foul against number 22 for the Hilltoppers. That will be Antoine Felton. Felton, excuse me. First foul of the game for Felton. Free throws up. Bend of the knees up. And crawls over. You missed the first one, got the second. And we see Rapids get that lead back to two at 11-9. 10 minutes to go in this first half. Felton with it, pass back along the way. Three bomb on the way by Tyler Cowell. No good. Ball's loose, getting bumped around there. Rolls out of bounds. Stays away on Alaska. A little bit of a rugby scrum there, it looked like, for a while on it. As things finally went out the way for on Alaska. Again, 9:44 left to go. Rapids holding a an 11-9 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Pass down low, up through the glass. Big block there by Jordan Zelagowski. Rebound by Felton, and he gets the fortunate bounce as he, Antoine Felton, gets his first points of the game. We're back square, 11-11, 9:20 to go left in this first half. Gilbertson pass up ahead to Jordan Zelagowski. Moves to his right. Kind of a pass to Torque in the right corner. Ball was intended down low to Tyson Stempa. Got tipped away by Felton. So Rapids gets to retain possession. And the ball goes out of bounds. 9:11 left to go in this opening half of action. Lob pass into the backcourt. Jordan Zelagowski up ahead to Reynas. On Alaska looking to trap. And it does work in an errant pass. Turnover, Wisconsin Rapids. They're fifth by my count. Felton with the ball. Back across to Ian Cowell. Tyson Hughes on the right side. Back out to on top things to Brandon Chenault. Fenton. Down low. Ball was nowhere near the mark. Miscommunication there on the pass and out of bounds. There's your fifth turnover on Alaska. Wisconsin Rapids back in business. Tied game, 11-11 between Rapids and Alaska. 8:46 left to go in this first half of play. Isaiah Torque to inbound, going up to Sean Reynas. As we move right on along, 8:40 to go. Jordan Zelagowski, ball passed up to Sean Reynas. Reynas, he's getting trapped right along the baseline, and they call an over and back penalty, so that's the sixth turnover on Wisconsin Rapids. As we move right on along, pass down low to Belton. He was able to gather a little mishandling. Three bomb on the way by, I believe that was Ian Cowell. And it was, and bounces way out of bounds. So rebound, Wisconsin Rapids is a team rebound. Still score, not at 11-11. 8:14 left to go in the first half of action in this non-conference game between Onalaska and Wisconsin Rapids. Gilbertson with it on the left side. Pass down low to Jarrett Zelagowski. Zelagowski look for some place to go. Right side over to Torque. Off the glass. Back to Jarrett. Jarrett misses the first one, but he gets the second. Gets his first points of the game. And Rapids back on top. 13-11 with 7:50 to go before the half. Ball poked away by Torque, but Onalaska is able to recover. Three bomb on the way. A little short, that was by Hughes, and the ball bounced out of bounds. Wisconsin Rapids ball still holding a 13-11 lead, 7:36 to go in this opening half of action. Non-conference basketball style here tonight, Wisconsin Rapids. So thanks to everybody for joining tonight. It's a lot of fun bringing you the Cranberry Classic this last weekend, so get to bring you another one here tonight. A lot of good games, so hopefully this one follows the course as Rapids trying to get the ball up past the court, kind of a 1-2-2 zone. Now they're trapping Reynas right along the mid-court line. Jarrett Zelagowski tries to get a pass over to Brody Gilbertson. He is to no avail, so there's a turnover for Wisconsin Rapids, but pass a little too long for the Hilltoppers, and that goes out of bounds. We got another turnover for the Hilltoppers. Yeah, it's kind of going tit-for-tat on turnovers. As Wisconsin Rapids resumes possession of the ball. Torque gets pass intercepted again. That's an 8 turnover. Then going to the rack, that is Noah Chenault. Bounces on home, and we got a 13-13 tie. Coming up, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Gilbertson pass across the way to Reynas. Reynas tries to get past that trap. He does, stops free throw line, spins back to Isaiah Torque, back over to Jarrett Zelagowski. He thought about a three, goes up through the lane, and he gets fouled on the floor, and that foul is going to be Jack Smith, his first, Onalaska's fourth. Onalaska maybe not playing the kind of game that they really want to have right now. A little messy, some fouls, everything that goes with it. Inbounds, Reynas down low to Gilbertson. Gilbertson backs out of it. Big three bomb way downtown. It's going to pull up a little short by Gilbertson. Rebound coming to Noah Chenault on Alaska. Back on the move. Gets the ball down the court quickly. In the wing by Tristan Mulling. Ball moved across the court. That was to Ian Cowell, and he goes through the lane, and he gets it. And that gives on Alaska their first lead since early on in the first half, 15-13, with 6:10 to go in the first half. Rapids, ball down into the opposite end of the court. Jared Selgowski slips a little bit on the left side, stops, spins, keeps his dribble going. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Jordan Selgowski's there. He tries to center it. No one home. It's going to be a turnover as Onalaska gets to it. And then they can't quite handle it under the basket. And they throw it out of bounds. So we've got another turnover for Wisconsin Rapids and Onalaska. Rapids sitting with 9. Onalaska with 7. As we moved 5:50 left to go in this first half of action. Onalaska hosting a 15-13 lead. Reynes picks up his dribble just shy of the half-court line. Gets it up ahead to Tislin. Up Jared Selgowski on the left side. Pass back out to Reynes. Reynes moves to his right. Stops. Gets it back to Gilbertson on the left side. Gilbertson kicks it out. Three bomb on the way by Reynes. A little long. Back up the back iron. Rebound on Alaska. On Alaska back down the court. A little passing back and forth as Jack Smith thought about going three. Rapids picks his pocket. Up the other way, Reynes, high off the glass. Rebound to Tristan Mulling of Onalaska. He throws it away to his teammate as he falls out of bounds. Onalaska moving right along the baseline. And there is a whistle. And I believe that will be Ian Cowell going to the line for two. And it is Austin Tislin with his second foul of the game. Rapids fifth. First shot up there for Ian Cowell. That is good, as that was his first trip to the line tonight. Second one up. Count it. And that goes back to Onalaska's 17-13 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Just under 5 minutes left to go in this opening half. And the Rapids is going to call timeout. And they're taking a full one, so we will too, Seth. So keep listening here to the game here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at
424-5683. 4:55 to go in the first half with Onalaska leading Wisconsin Rapids 17-13. Coming out of a full timeout by Wisconsin Rapids. Inbounds, Wisconsin Rapids. Reynes to the right, their left side by Brody Gilbertson. Moves back to his left as Rapids kind of resets their offense. Kind of a 1-3-1 look. That they shift a little more to a 2-1-2. Jarrett Zelgowski, left side. Tries to cut along the baseline. Kicks back out. Tislin, three bomb on the way. Off back iron. Rebound, Jordan Zelgowski. Gilbertson, three on the way of his own. Count it! And Rapids gets back a little closer into this game. 17-16 on Alaska lead. 4:15 left to play before halftime. On Alaska, right idea, wrong execution as they throw the ball out of bounds as they try to work it down low into the post. So that's your ninth turnover by the Hilltoppers in the game so far. Inbounds, Gilbertson, Reynes. Reynes, Jordan Selgowski back to Reynes. Reynes gets Gilbertson on the left side, stops, pops back over to Reynes. Reynes cuts down through the paint, stops free throw line, little floater. Pulled down, rebound by Noah Chenault on Alaska. Back moving down the court. Tyler Cowell moves around along the baseline. Bumped into by Reynes. Three on the way by Jack Smith. And you can count that one. And it goes 20-16 on Alaska. 3:40 to go before the break. Little contact right at center court. Sean Reynes, he's bumped down. It was kind of a rugby scrum there. Turnover Wisconsin Rapids. And there's a whistle down low. And we'll see this probably against Wisconsin Rapids. And it is. Jarrett Seligowski, he gets whistled for it. That is his second. Rapids sixth in the first half. Couple substitutions in there as Isaiah Tort comes in for Rapids. Sean Reynes gets a chance to rest as he's been out there almost the entire first half. And there's a errant pass by Onalaska. That's pulled down by Brody Gilbertson. The 10th turnover for the Hilltoppers. And to say that, Rapids throws another one as Rapids now on the defense. And then there's the ball can't be handled under the baseline as the Hilltoppers go up for a layup, and that falls out of bounds, and that goes Rapids way. Both teams, 11 turnovers in this first half. Both teams are struggling, holding on to the ball, but it's the Hilltoppers who are having a little more success, holding a 20-16 lead, just under 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Jared Solgowski goes right, back left. Isaiah Tork right in the middle as Rapids having kind of a 1-2-1-1 look at it. As Tislin, he goes cutting through the paint, and he gets the ball poked away. And Onalaska back down the court. Jack Smith kicks the ball over across the way to Tyler Cowell, up to Broden Steiner. Tyson Hughes with it. He's liable to pop a three-pointer here as Smith from the left corner airballs it, and it's rebounded by Hughes as he falls out of bounds. So there's a turnover. Rapids gets the ball back. So 2:18 to go, 20-16 lead on Alaska over Wisconsin Rapids. Reynes comes back into the game. Tislin has a seat, gets a little rest, and there is a turnover, another one for Wisconsin Rapids, number 13, as ball was taken away from Jordan Seligowski, and then he comes back with a block. Gilbertson goes hard to the rack, and he doesn't convert. And there's a foul on the play, and that's going to be Zeligowski's third. Jared Seligowski's third, and Rapids seventh, and this should go to a 1-1 as the Hilltoppers go into the bonus. Just under 2 minutes left to go in this first half. Jared Seligowski's going to be sitting for a little bit here with three fouls. It's kind of foul. I don't know if it really was one that needed to happen, but there's a reason you want to slow down the game a little bit because Gilbertson, he was still laying down on the court at the far end, and not a lot of fun to be playing 4-on-5 basketball. Shot up on the first end of a 1-1, and Cowell gets it. So that moves the lead to a 5-point lead for the Hilltoppers. Second one up, crawls over the front of the rim. That's both of them. And we've got a 22-16 on Alaska lead. 1:55 left to go in the first half. Reynes on the far side. A little bit of a shoulder in the defender and no whistle, but now he gets whistled for a travel. That's another turnover for Rapids. It's 14 of the first half as we still sit at 22-16 on Alaska lead. 1:45 to go here in the first half of play. Inbounds pass. Ian Cowell with it. Pass over to Brandon Chenault. He goes hard to the rack, and you count it! And the foul, so he gets an and one, and I believe that foul's coming up on Jordan Seligowski. And it is, so Brandon Chenault, he gets the hoop and the harm, so he gets the old-fashioned attempt at the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot up, it's a little strong off the back iron, does not fall, but the lead still grows, 24-16. on Alaska lead. Minute and a half to go in this first half. Three bomb on the way by Gilbertson off the mark. Rebound on Alaska. Cowell, Tyler Cowell with it. Pass up ahead, back to Cowell. Runs through the lane, up off the glass, count it. And Alaska really kind of pouring it on here in the final moments of the first half. Minute 10 to go. 10-point lead for the Hilltoppers. Rapids trying to break it out of their half of the court. Stempa over to Torque on the right side. Torque, cross-court pass. Gilbertson, way downtown. He thought about a three, but thought better of it. And his pass up to Reynes on the left side. Reynes in the paint, down to Jordan Seligowski. Ball gets poked away. That's another turnover. That's 15 for Rapids in the first half. And we're 40 seconds away from halftime. Three bomb on the way by Hughes. No good, off the mark. Onalaska gets it. Hughes comes down to the glass. That's still no good. Ball still bouncing around. Torque comes up with it for the board for Rapids. Torque over to Reynes. 26 seconds left to go in the first half. Torque, Reynes. Reynes over to Gilbertson on the right side. 18 seconds left to go. Reynes back with the ball. He steps back. Onalaska tries to go into a trap, and there is a foul coming, and that is going to be against Tyler Cowell. I believe that's his first, and just the fifth for the Hilltoppers in this first half, with 13.2 seconds remaining in the opening half of play. Gilbertson to inbound. Looks right, looks left, goes back left. Reynes has it inbounded, and we're down to just 10 seconds left to go. 9 and 8. Reynes gets across half court. 6-5-4, and he goes through, stops, free throw, throws the ball up, off the glass, no good. Rebound on Alaska, and there's your horn as we played one half of action between the Hilltoppers and the Red Raiders, where on Alaska, they hold a 26-16 lead after just 18 minutes of play. Going to do a little bit of math here. Going to try to get some stats. And then we'll be back here for the conclusion of this game momentarily. So keep listening here in 105.5 WIRI.
Why not me when the nights get cold? Why not me when you're growing up? Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more I bake, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes I wait till he's asleep, and I'll take the ones that he didn't eat, and I'll put those little sprinkly things on the top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where. Well, I make dang sure that I get my share, and the dogs just stand there waiting for the ones I missed. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Overlooked or missed. So now, let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time I stick another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. One horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Remaining in halftime in the non-conference game between Onalaska and Wisconsin Rapids, and a late push by the Hilltoppers really moved a close game neck and neck, back and forth the whole first part of the game, to a 26-16 lead as we look into the start of the second half. Wisconsin Rapids really held a lot of lead for most of that first half until about 7 minutes left. The Hilltoppers, they started to climb back into it and chiseled away and took a 13-13 game, and even 17-16 with 4:15 left to go in the first half before they went on a 9-0 run to close things out in the first Costanza to take that 26-16 lead. Onalaska, Jack Smith leads things up with 5 points as Ian Cowell with 4, Tyler Cowell with 4, and Brandon Chenault with 4 as well. Tyson Hughes has 3, followed by Antoine Felton with 2, Noah Chenault 2, and Broden Steiner with 2 as well. Wisconsin Rapids, balanced effort for the most part. Sean Aranis and Brody Gilbertson both have 5, followed by Austin Tislin with 3, Jarrett Solgowski with 2, and Jordan Solgowski with 1. So Wisconsin Rapids just going to need to put a little more effort into it. Turnovers were a big thing, as they have 15 to Onalaska's 12 by my count. Again, I want to thank Seth Habiger back at the studio, doing an awesome job as always. Christmas music, a little Jingle Bell Rock, and then Christmas cookies, the old George Strait classic. And that, of course, into Christmas cookies too, so don't forget your radio guy. That's always a favorite of mine. And big thank you to all the sponsors, of course. Without them, it's not possible. And if you want to get in on sponsoring high school sports action here on 105.5 WIRI, stop down to the office, you know, weekday normal business hours. Talk to Pam. Pam does an awesome job there, been there for a while. She knows all the ins and outs of it, and she'll make sure to get it to happen for you. So stop on by. Say hi to the gang down there. And, of course, got a couple friends listening tonight, my buddy Josh McDonald, and Shane Cochelle, good friend of mine there, too. He's actually my taxidermist, so, you know, it's been a good time if I get to visit with him. And if you need a taxidermist, I recommend him, as I recommend Rapids getting back into the game here in the second half as Onalaska, they got things started. Ian Cowell with a 2 moves that lead to 12 points here, just not even 30 seconds in the second half, as Onalaska holds a 28-16 lead. As Rapids, they get the ball past half court. Onalaska defense really causing a lot of havoc in the half court. Reynis pass across the way to Jordan Zeligowski. Not sure where to go with it. Starts dribbling. Pass across the way. Brody Gilbertson. As, man, tough 1-2-2 man defense for Wisconsin Rapids. Really struggling to get things going out there. Gilbertson down low. Jared Zeligowski. Austin Tislin. He goes pass back to Zeligowski and is kicked out of bounds by Broden Steiner. And we got stoppage play. 17:03 left to go in regulation. Yeah, my friend Shane there, he had a buck he had to give back to me from a year or two ago. And again, realistic taxidermy, he does an awesome job. So thank you, Shane, as always, my friend. Hopefully get to visit you in a couple weeks and years to come. So pass, Rapids gets the inbound pass, and that goes Reynis. He thought about going up to the rack, pass back out. Three bomb on the way by Jared Zeligowski off the mark. Onalaska comes down with the rebound. Up to the rack is Jack Smith, and he can hit it. And he gets 2 more to his 5-point night. Goes to 7, and it's now a 30-16 Onalaska lead. 16:30 to go. Reynis with the top of the wheel. Kicks back out to Gilbertson. Gilbertson moves to his right. Back down low to Reynis. Reynis in the paint, stops free throw line, pass down to Tislin. Tislin gets it. And there's Rapids first points of the second half. 30-18 now on Alaska lead, 16 to go. Three bomb on the way by Smith, off the mark, pulled down by Broden Steiner. And that isn't going to fall. Rapids gets the board, and they go back on the attack, under 16 to go. As